Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was a piece entitled Happiness. Before we continue, we'd like to introduce the members of the ensemble. On tenor saxophone and soprano, we have the great Ralph Moore. Ralph. Thank you. The trumpet and flugelhorn, the great Roy Hargrove. Thank you. On alto saxophone, the magnificent Vincent Herring. Thank you. On contrabass, the bass, the marvelous David Williams. Hey, David. And on drums, the magnificent Marvin Smitty Smith.
Yay, Marvin.
Thank you very much. The next selection is entitled Underground Memoirs.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's called Underground Memoirs. At this time, I'd like to bring out featured guest Unga on the conga drums. Let's invite him out. Unga! Hey, Unga! Great percussionist, as you'll soon see. We're going to play a piece sort of designed for his being a guest tonight. It's called Theme for Joe Beam. Thank you. Thank you very much. Unga, take a bow. Yay. Thank you very much. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome out to the stage members of the Oakland East Bay Symphony under the directorship of Nathan Rubin, concert master. And the conductor this evening was a great friend of mine and who has come and consented to take part in this debut for me for an orchestral work of this magnitude, the name of which is Autumn Sketches, Mr. Bill Bell. Bill Bell will conduct. The name of the piece is Autumn Sketches. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. For Bill Bell conducting. Thank you. Nathan Rubin, concertmaster. Ralph Moore, tenor saxophone. Thank you. Roy Hargrove, trumpet and flugelhorn. Thank you. Vincent Harry, alto sax. David Williams on the bass. Thank you very much. Marvin Smitty Smith, drums. Thank you. Yours truly, Cedar Walton. Thank you very much.
Once again, Mr. Cedar Walton, Autumn Sketches. Cedar Walton. Thank you.
Speaking of wonderful piano players, we got one right here, and not only is he a piano player, but he has an album just out called Composer, and you did a couple of tunes with the sextet from that CD, including Theme for Jobin, and then you went right into your brand new work. Hi, Cedar, good to see you.
Hi, Bill, how you feeling?
Dick.
I knew I'd mess up tonight.
You're thinking of Bill Conti, the other guy
right,
in L.A.
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me, Dick.
The rich one.
I hope you can find some way to forgive me.
Oh, I can. Because you said Dick when you walked in, so I know you know who I am. So how does it feel? You said you're really glad it's over, huh?
Well, no, it's just a matter of like thinking about doing something for a number of months, and then the time getting closer and closer and closer, and then... finally, the day comes.
The
and
pressure
then
was on, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I want this. I was waiting for this moment. Little did I know I'd be spending it with you.
Yeah. So how many strings were up there?
20.
20.
Yeah, 12 violins, 4 viola, and 4 cellos.
Now, you've done a lot of writing over the years. Of course, early years with Art Blakey for small groups. Have you ever done anything on this scale before?
Well, it's been a while. Dick.
You have, though, written for strings before?
Yeah, back on Columbia. It's been a while, back in 75, over 20 years ago. I mean, and then before that, some string work in Japan. I don't think it was ever released over here.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't a brand new thing for you to
deal
do that.
With, you know, we deal with, well, not necessarily, but I just like writing. So eventually, if you write and try to orchestrate, you run into strings eventually.
Uh-huh.
You can't get away from them.
Now, who do we have sitting back in the corner who just snuck in on us? Is that...
That's the great Marvin Smitty.
That's who I thought it was. Is your mic on?
The question is extraordinary.
I think so, yes.
Hello, Marvin. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Did you have fun up there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
It was a really great time. Really had a good
treat
time.
To play with Cedar and 6 great players, and then, of course, the whole string section. Is it any different for a drummer to have to interact with a string section like that?
Yeah, there is an adjustment. I mean, just for a drummer in any large ensemble, when you have that many instruments playing concerted figures, rhythmic figures, time starts to kind of get a little behind, so you really have to be more definitive as to giving them a good downbeat, so everybody knows where one is and where the pulse is and where the time is. So that you make an adjustment for that. At least I do. I make an adjustment just to make sure that everybody hears the time, everybody can feel the time, and then we're all playing together.
Well, with Smitty, you don't need a conductor.
Right. And the drummer, I guess, it's an important role in a situation where you have this many people, because I know Bill Bell, who is a fine pianist and in his own right, was doing the conducting, and I guess... His role is really to make sure that the string section is with you guys, right? But a lot of it is on you, too, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to, as a drummer, you have to keep the time, and you have to make sure that the time is steady as well as present. So it helps, and you have a trusting relationship between myself and the conductor, that the conductor trusts me enough to know that, okay, the beat is here, and then he doesn't have to work so hard to try to give it to the rest of the ensemble, because everybody can hear it, and everyone can feel it, so then that makes his job a lot easier.
And you're a writer, too, right? And you compose music for
yourself. Yeah, I compose. It takes me a little while, but I get there.
Uh-huh.
One of the great things that happened to me recently was we did a performance with Cedar, with the Sextet.
Uh-huh.
We played in Los Angeles, and we played there for a whole week. So I actually, wrote out a couple of arrangements of some of his other pieces. We played pieces from his latest recording.
The composer.
Composer. And nice. Then I wrote out some other pieces from his, Eastern Rebellion Quartet book. And I wrote out a couple of arrangements for that and orchestrated them for the Sextet, which was a lot of fun. And it was a great learning experience because I really got to learn Cedar's approach to composition. So that was really exciting.
That's pretty unusual, so Cedar, to have your compositions arranged by another musician.
Yeah, I was thrilled.
You must be very trusting.
Still am thrilled.
Saved you a little work, too. Huh?
Yeah, right. It expanded our repertoire.
How many rehearsals did you have to get this together for tonight?
One.
One. Are you kidding me?
Well, one, if you include the sound check, we examine some notes a little
bit. That's amazing.
Too. Yeah.
Just one major rehearsal.
Yeah. Well,
of course, you're dealing with the top musicians.
Yeah, right.
Fly paper.
Yeah. The music wasn't hard. It was just strange.
Strange in what way?
Well, in terms of making sure, certain movements had to be precise, and intonation. Mm-hmm. And my copyist made a few boo-boos, and we had to straighten out. So it was a very valuable rehearsal time.
Uh-huh. Was that here today?
Right today, wow. Where we discovered these things. I said, oh, my God. But we figured.
Oh, there was a copyist?
We had 2 hours, yeah.
So you had to do some major corrections and things like that?
Yeah, well, we had to just eliminate a signature, for instance, that they see. The copyists these days use computers, and sometimes they miss things. It's not, the human. There's nothing like a human copyist, but they don't have them anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
It's all on computer now.
Well, I would say.
Saves a lot of trouble.
Yeah, most, you can always iron out the mistakes, as long as you have a sufficient rehearsal time.
Are you using a computer in your composing?
No, just my copyist.
You do the old style of writing and all that?
Yeah, I compose generally at the piano for the most part, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounded great.
Thank you very much.
And this is the first day of autumn, so it could be more timely.
How about that? Yeah. I saw that, I heard that on the news last night. I said, wow, how lucky can you get?
Oh, you hadn't even realized it.
No.
But you knew it would be autumn when you came here.
Yeah, right.
At least close to it.
Right, exactly.
Right. Now, is this something you'd like to do more of?
Sure.
Writing large work?
Of course, It's always satisfying to hear that many people playing your notes.
And these are all classical players that
exactly.
From the Oakland East Bay Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was it for them to sit down and get the feeling of what you wanted to express and the swing of it?
I would just have to say a little. And then with Bill Bell's expertise of demonstrating how some of the passages should go, it wasn't any trouble. Just very intelligent.
Sometimes classical players can read like crazy, but they have a difficult time making it swing. I see you nodding your head back there. You've had that experience, huh?
Well, you just have to understand that it's when you're talking in terms of feeling. I mean, that's something that's beyond the printed page,
right?
See, so that's
can't
when
write
you
that.
see, sight reading is one thing, right. Reading the notes. Then you have the other aspect of it, which is interpretation, and that's where the other part, which is not just black and white on the printed page. So you have to just deal with the interpretation. And if you have an understanding about what jazz music is all about, then you can get to it a lot faster, obviously.
Yeah, I know. Way back when Charlie Parker first recorded with strings, at that time that was considered, pretty outrageous and audacious and all those other words. I guess they made it swing, and that proved that it could be done. And since then, of course, there's been a lot of jazz with strings. And I had forgotten that you had done something like that. What did you do for Columbia? I'm trying to remember.
Soundscapes had strings in it. Yeah.
Was that as large an ensemble?
Yeah. I recall, I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, I think so. Almost as large.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, this new album you have about Composer is on a new label to me.
Astor Place.
Astor Place.
It is a new label. I'm the first artist.
You are.
And then David Murray is the first artist also. I mean, concurrently, you might say.
So is that a division of somebody?
Yeah, a division of Profile, which was a rap label for about 12 years, I think.
Oh, really?
And Smitty, tell me the name of that group. Starts with a D.
What, Run DMC?
Yeah, DMC, yeah.
Oh, that's where, that's where they made the money. Now they're going to get honest, huh?
Yeah. that's the story of that label.
Uh-huh. And will you be doing things for
them? Yeah, we're playing some more recording, sure.
So maybe there's a chance that you could record tonight's piece?
Or? It's possible, I just didn't allow myself to think that far ahead. Uh-huh. I just wanted to get this
first, let's
done.
See how it sounds.
Yeah.
Well, the audience, I was out there checking it out from about this third row, and it sounded great, and the audience was very attentive and very much into it.
Oh, that's great. I was hoping so. I couldn't, you know, you can't cover everything from the stage trying to think about the music, so I was hoping that every instrument was getting out, you know, because we could hear good on stage, but you can't tell how it is out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I've been very impressed this weekend by this audience. In years past, I've been out in the main auditorium or main arena when people were talking and not paying any attention and partying and like sort of disregarding what was happening, and I always got very upset by that. That hasn't been happening this weekend. It seems to be a much more attentive audience. Mm-hmm. People are really paying attention to what's going on up there because there's been some great music, and that was happening again tonight, and it's gratifying to see that people are not taking it as just a party situation. They're here to hear what's going on, and
that's good.
That's great, because for your type of thing, I mean, you know, you want people to check it out. It's you know, you're not looking for.
I think it was a good good evening for it. You know, the first group of artists on the final evening of the still sort of daylight when we started, almost at least. So I was pleased with that timing.
Whose idea was it to come up with this major work for tonight?
Tim Jackson.
Tim approached you.
Tim suggested it. And he said, "How do you want to do it?" And I said, "Well, let's try some strings this time." And that was about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And this is almost the same group that you have on the new record.
Right.
As far as the horns. Now, Marvin, you're not on it, are you?
No. Victor Lewis.
Victor Lewis.
Played on the
We recorded back in New York.
And Christian McBride.
Smitty is out here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do you live, Cedar?
I live in Los Angeles. And,
you do
since I got married, I live in New York, too, because my wife has a place there. So we still got the two places.
Oh, you recently got married?
Uh-huh. June 13th was my first anniversary.
My birthday.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Wow, coincidences
again
abound.
Right. When's your birthday?
Mine's 17th January.
January.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember we were, I was mentioning earlier, we were table mates on a jazz cruise for about a minute.
Yeah.
And then you discovered a lady, and that last time I saw you.
Oh, really?
No, this is way before you're married.
Yeah.
Remember that cruise?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Yeah,
that was fun. All cruises are fun, I tell you. To play music on the water is something very thrilling.
Have you been doing that since then?
Not a lot, no. Uh-huh. I've done about two or three in my time.
Marvin, are you going to be doing some more things on your own? Or what's happening with you these days?
Well, right now, since I've been doing the Tonight Show, that's primarily been the focus. It's been a blessing because at this point, since I'm doing the show and I'm consistently in one place, that's giving me the time and opportunity to just basically hone in some other skills.
You know, I've totally forgotten that you're on the Tonight Show. Excuse me for that. Yeah. How is it working with you?
It's fine. It's fun. It's easy to do, and therefore you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, really. And Jay is fun, and he's nice to us. You know, to the guys in the band, and he's really nice to everybody on the set.
Guys look like you're having a great time.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, in the beginning, he started on a rough terrain, and he really worked hard to make the show number one, and it's really doing well. And since I've been on the show, and you know, and Ralph Moore came on board, and Kevin Eubanks took over as musical director, it's really lifted up a lot.
He seems a lot more into it than Branford was.
Yeah, well, that's true, and we just look at it for what it is. It's television.
It's a good gig,
and you can get into it, and you don't try to make more out of it than what it is, and you just do the job. And hey, you can go home feeling good, and it's the stability that you want on an economic level, and also just being in one place and not being on the road.
All that exposure.
And it's good exposure. Yeah. And like I say, it just gives me time to like really try to sit down and work out on trying to get my writing together. You know, try to learn how to get my keyboard chops together and all that.
Oh, you're doing that too, huh?
Well, I'm trying, you know, right. So it's getting there.
Well, say hi to Jay Leno for all of us.
All right, sure will.
And the rest of the gang. And we thank Marvin Smitty Smith, the drummer, and tonight's performance with Cedar Walton. Cedar, thanks again for coming by. And,
my pleasure.
We hope to hear that on a CD so we can really sit and listen to it.
Okay.
In a very thorough way. Meanwhile, we were playing composer quite a lot.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you very much.
Enjoying it. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank
Cedar
you.
Walton. And Eastern Rebellion with the full orchestra tonight, and you heard it here on KCSM Jazz 91, where in just a matter